Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
It's 7 o'clock on the nose. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where Elon Musk will join President Trump for a press conference this afternoon as his run with the Department of Government Efficiency comes to an end. Here's CBS's Jared Hill.
Ahead of his final day at Doge, Elon Musk not completely cut out of government. President Donald Trump on social media posted, "Musk will always be with us, helping all the way." On his way out, Musk sat for an exclusive with CBS Sunday morning. Musk acknowledged he and the current administration haven't always seen eye to eye.
I agree with much of what the administration does, but we have differences of opinion.
He didn't elaborate, but one issue Musk has reportedly broken with the White House over, President Trump's tariffs, which are now back on.
On Wednesday, the U.S. International Trade Court ruled the president didn't have the authority to impose sweeping tariffs against nearly every country in the world. But 24 hours later, a federal appeals court temporarily halted the pause. Senior White House trade advisor Peter Navarro.
The Trump tariff agenda is alive, well, healthy, and will be implemented.
On social media last night, President Trump called on the Supreme Court to take up the case. The Department of Homeland Security is putting hundreds of sanctuary jurisdictions across the country on notice. It says each will receive formal notification that the government has deemed them noncompliant and if they're believed to be in violation of any federal criminal statutes. Well, Google is back in federal court today.
In closing arguments, the Justice Department will ask the court to order an end to Google's lucrative deals with Apple and force the company to sell its Chrome browser. It says the company's dominant search engine is an illegal monopoly. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Smoke from the Canadian wildfires is drifting to the Midwest. Ahmed Baji, the chief meteorologist with CBS News Detroit, with a warning.
If you're somebody that has what we call a sensitive group breathing issue, then you may need to take it easy.
California is changing the rules for a high school track and field championship this weekend after a transgender athlete drew controversy for qualifying for the meet. CBS News Bay Area reporter Ann Makovic explains.
The California Interscholastic Federation is trying to make some concessions to try to appease everybody in this case. So they're saying the next closest scorer to Hernandez can also compete in the finals. If both of them win, they would get a duplicate medal.
The group announced that temporary rule change after President Trump took to social media this week, criticizing her participation. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After more than two decades, two suspects have been arrested in a 2003 Kenosha County homicide. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office put out a statement yesterday about an arrest in the murder of David Van Jersey. Roxanna Collins was arrested across the state line in McHenry County and John Viscasil in Kenosha County. Both are charged with first-degree intentional homicide as party to a crime. A statement says the arrest came after a fresh review of the case by the new Kenosha County District Attorney. Collins had been married to Vanderzee and reportedly romantically linked to Viscasil. There's air quality concerns statewide today. The DNR has called for an air quality advisory that will run through tomorrow morning. Wildfire smoke from Canada is set to cause an impact. The air quality index is forecasted to reach an unhealthy level for sensitive groups. That includes children, seniors, and those with respiratory issues. The DNR is advising people in those groups to reduce outdoor activity. It was Kringle and Concrete for Governor Tony Evers in Racine yesterday. He joined Mayor Corey Mason and a public works crew on his pothole patrol tour. The group filled potholes on Grove Avenue and talked about the importance of investing in local roads and infrastructure. The governor enjoyed some Kringle before thanking the city's street department for their dedication. There's free job training, skill-building workshops, and a chance to explore community resources at a special event tomorrow in Racine. A community impact and resource fair runs from 10 to 1 at Gateway Technical College. The event is hosted by the United Way of Racine County and Microsoft and aims to bring together local nonprofits dedicated to helping the community. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room Chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sun set from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
The Badgers Hall of Fame. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The University of Wisconsin announcing 12 new inductees into the Badgers Athletic Hall of Fame, including NFL running back James White, announcer Matt LaPay, and basketball player Frank Kaminsky, who led the Badgers to back-to-back appearances in the Final Four.
You know, my 4 years here, I just really wanted to maximize my opportunity. You know, I felt really lucky to be able to have a scholarship to come here in the first place because I wasn't highly recruited. I mean, it's just like you get overcome with this, like, emotion that you can't really describe. Like, I love here. I love Wisconsin. I love the school. I love being back on campus.
NFL Packers OTA practices continue in Green Bay. The team adding another receiver to the roster, Sam Brown Jr. from the Miami Hurricanes. Baseball, Brewers open a 3-game series on the road tonight against the Phillies after a much-needed day off yesterday. Trevor McGill.
Workload's been a lot, and it's just kind of what we needed to do to keep the wins going. So, yeah, just out there for the boys.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Mostly sunny skies to start, then increasing clouds. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and a few storms possible in the early evening, then skies gradually clearing out with low temperatures around 50. Right now, 53 degrees.
People go, you're on TV or movies. Is it easy to act? Yes. I mean, yes. It's not hard. I mean, obviously people can do it. It's not like other things. This might be the easiest because you always hear about people doing it and doing well. I mean, the Oscars, this is the hardest thing you can do in acting. The best of the best award of all actors, right? Yes. Gabrielle Sivide, we know who she is. She was in Precious. Never done a movie, up for an Oscar. Last year, Beast of the Southern Wild, 5-year-old girl, first movie, up for an Oscar. Jennifer Hudson, American Idol, gets 8th place on American Idol. She can't win in the field she has trained her whole life for, singing. waltzes over to acting, wins an Oscar her first try. It's like me, hey, I want to play the NBA. Oh, you can't do that. That doesn't look that hard. I'm the MVP the first year. You're better than LeBron, I guess. They just put it in the hoop. It didn't seem hard, yeah.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN. Maybe I know that he's been cheating. Maybe I know that he's been untrue. But what can I do? I hear them whispering.
Maybe I know, 712 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Leslie Gore was on the old Batman TV series. She was on the Catwoman episode. She was one of the kittens, the singing kittens on Batman. I think she sang California Nights on that show. That was just a great way to plug music, make Leslie Gore a kitten. She was one of the Catwoman kittens. I think everybody was on that Batman TV series. Hey, since 2004, at least 146 Americans have won the lottery using numbers they got from their fortune cookies. Six fortune cookie numbers associated with the most winners are, you might want to write these down, 4, 14, 15, 22, 26, and 28. Mitch, you want to go get some egg foo young tonight at the Chinese restaurant, huh? Get your fortune cookie. It's 7:13 at WRJN.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you tomorrow.
local news. Time, let's hit to WRJN. Looking for partly sunny weather today. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms later on with a high near 73. Showers and thunderstorms possible tonight, lows 50. But for Saturday and Sunday, sunny both days. Highs in the low 60s. Right now, 53 and sunny right here at Radio Park. Here's some news stories the Stewart may have missed. Yeah. An Ohio family's custody dispute required police intervention this past week. It was over a kid? Nope. Nope, not a kid. It was over the custody of a pet turtle. And a car crashed into a building in Pittsburgh. It had a business called We Buy Any Car. And now we're going to find out, huh? Got the Partridge Family for you now, 716 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
I go downtown and roam around, but every street I walk, I find another dead end. I'm on my own, but I'm so all alone. I need somebody, so I won't have to pretend. I know there's someone just waiting somewhere. Yesterday, I'm dead on my feet from walking the street. I need somebody to help me find my way. I've gotta get out of this town. Before I do, I'll take a last look around. Oh, does somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you? Does somebody
no different from anybody else. I start each day and I end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
David Cassidy from the Partridge Family sang lead on there. You can hear his voice, obviously. I wonder if the other people like Susan Day and the rest of the crew actually sang on these songs. Shirley Jones. You really think they did? I don't know. I have my doubts. I don't know. I don't know for sure. I know David Cassidy's there because I can hear him. So we know he sang. All right. It's time to panic. Your cell phone battery is running low. He said, I don't panic. 90% of us legitimately feel panic when our phone batteries dip below 20%. 32% of us have left somewhere to go home to plug in our phones. 23% have gotten into an argument with a significant other because they stopped responding to text and calls because you wanted to conserve your battery. I got to admit, I don't panic. But when I see it drop below 20%, I do run to the charger. It's not a panic run. But I do run.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some people seem to forget that the Me Too movement was supposed to change things for the better. According to a new lawsuit being filed, Kevin Costner is not one of them. A 34-year-old female stunt performer on Costner's bomb, Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2, alleges she was a victim of sexual discrimination, harassment, and the creation of a hostile work environment, according to the New York Post. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that the movie even exists. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that this clunker of a movie even exists. In reboots that don't need to happen, especially for shows that ran too long in the first place news, Duck Dynasty is coming back. I know what you're thinking. Oh, joy. The Robertson family are the marketing geniuses who pretended to be hillbillies to get actual hillbilly viewers. Duck Dynasty The Revival premieres June 1st on A&E and is already renewed for a season 2. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. It. The time is all we've lost, I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost, I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned. Run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Sunshine, Jonathan Edwards, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. It's 7:23, looking for a beautiful weekend coming around. Sunny Saturday and Sunday, both days highs in the low 60s. If you got outdoor plans, this is perfect for you. Sunny, 53 degrees right now here at Radio Park. All right, this is an interesting story here. It has a happy ending to it, somewhat of a happy ending. A woman in Nebraska, her name is Toby Elder, is trending after she went on her honeymoon with her own dad. Here's what happened. She was supposed to get married this month, and she and her fiancé broke up 2 days before the wedding. She decided to go on her honeymoon trip to Hawaii anyway and do it solo. She got there, she just felt very lonely, until her 68-year-old father, Robert, texted and said he was on the way. She posted a video of him walking out of the airport and wrote, "When your heart is broken, on what's supposed to be your honeymoon in Hawaii, your dad flies 2,500 miles to hang out with you." What a dad, huh? That's a father of the year in my book. 7:24 at WRJN. Time for the rest of the story with Paul Harvey. Sponsored daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Paul's coming up. I can't even speak. Paul's coming up in just 30 seconds.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Now, the rest of the story. Art Simmons was the neighborhood bully. But there was one thing that separated Art from the neighborhood bully you probably know. Art could fight. He could fight. While other bullies were mostly bluff and bluster, this one could underscore his intimidation with a remarkable pair of fists. Though he was barely 14, It was said that a full-grown man would think twice before taking on Art Simmons. Unfortunately, Art did not bully full-grown men. In fact, he often picked on younger boys, in particular a neighbor boy named Mike. Mike's father hated fighting, was always telling his son to avoid a confrontation. The Simmons boy calls you a name Dad admonished, you just ignore him. But Mike's father had forgotten how a boy's honor needs defending, and so he was shocked the afternoon he looked out the window and saw a battle raging right in front of their house. And it was Mike and Art Simmons. Furious, Dad rushed out the door and stopped it. "You both ought to be ashamed," he was starting to say, when suddenly from somewhere, Mike's brother John came running full speed and tackled the Simmons boy. Well, now Dad had had enough. He seized John by the collar and hauled him into the house and gave him a whipping. John protested. After all, he was only trying to defend his younger brother. But Dad was adamant fighting was wrong, and that would have been that, except for the rest of the story. 3 days passed before John and Art Simmons encountered each other again. There were the usual taunts from the latter. John said, All right, if Art wanted a fight, he'd have a fight, but this time not where some grown-up could intervene. Instead, out in the woods, where a winner and a loser could be determined once and for all. So John and Art met in the woods. The boys were the same age, apparently evenly matched, fighting for their own territorial supremacy. John for his kid brother, and for all the kid brothers in the neighborhood. And John did not let them down. It was a merciless thrashing that he gave Art Simmons. And yet, unlike most kid wars, this one accomplished something. First, the reformation of a bully. And next, the initiation of a lifelong friendship between the two contestants. And perhaps most significant, it revealed something in John he might not otherwise have recognized, maybe ever. A tremendous talent for doing battle with his hands, with his fists. Oh, there'd be other fights in John's life, some of them ranked among the most ferocious ever fought anywhere. But now, reflecting on them, you will always recall John's first fight. Fought for the love of Mike. Fought for the love of his brother Mike. The war in the woods near Boston that set two young feet on a path to immortality 100 years ago. For all your life, you've known the name of America's bare-knuckle boxing champion of champions, John L. Sullivan. Only now you know the rest of the story.
And there's another rest of the story coming your way at 12:05 this afternoon with Dan Marcus right here at WRJM. But right now, 7:29, let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The governor was in jeans when he stopped in Racine yesterday. Governor Evers is traveling the state with a shovel full of asphalt in his hands, and yesterday he had help from Racine Mayor Corey Mason. Terry Barr explains the effort behind the statewide tour for the governor.
Governor Tony Evers using his annual pothole patrol to highlight the need for transportation funding. A Republican-controlled committee stripped millions of dollars for road and bridge projects from his proposed budget. The governor saying the cuts come after years of investment.
Over the last 6 years, my administration has improved more than 8,600 miles of road and 2,000 bridges statewide. And I fixed some of those darn roads my darn self. I had to kick off my 6th pothole patrols statewide.
And along with potholes, the governor says there are more than 300 construction projects that just won't happen if the money is kept out of the budget.
It's time to swap your car keys for a bike helmet in Kenosha County. The county's annual Bike to Work campaign starts tomorrow and runs through June 14th. The event invites everyone to commute to work by bicycle. Those taking part can win prizes. In a joint statement, Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman and Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala are reminding everyone to stay safe and to share the road. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
There's a lot of agency, organizations, programs that are all designed to help Wisconsin farmers. Catch is, some of the folks that are operating those organizations designed to help may not come from a farming background. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. You know how it goes, talking two different languages. If you come from agriculture, you use certain jargon that others may not understand. That's why the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection decided to create a position to bridge that conversation gap. Andrea Topper is the department's nutrient management outreach specialist, and she explains what the position's all about.
I spend an immense amount of time working with farmers, agronomists, and conservation staff throughout the state. And over the past 3 years, I started to see a trend where conservation staff were talking with me and explaining that they didn't necessarily come from a farming background and or they didn't have an agricultural background in education. And they found it difficult to be able to work with farmers because they didn't always have that background to speak that agricultural language. And so I started working with some of our close partners through NRCS, DNR, and Wisconsin Land and Water to design a training program that would meet all of our needs.
Andrea Topper with the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. They're working on a new training program that would include both online modules and in-person field experiences. It's a kind of a very unique program approach. You can watch the curriculum develop on the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. Markets are next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Well, just about the time we thought the butter market got red hot, it cooled pretty quickly yesterday. On Thursday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained a half a cent to 187. 40-pound block cheese down a quarter of a cent, 194 and three quarters. Double A butter, big adjustment down by 7 cents, back to 245 and a half per pound. Just a quick snapshot of where the market stands. I'm Pam Yonke.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies to start, then increasing clouds. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and a few storms possible in the early evening, then skies gradually clearing out with low temperatures around 50. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
I don't use my gym. Do you use your gym? I wander in every 3 months and I go, I don't know how to do this. My entire workout, the whole thing, this is the discipline I have. The whole thing is based on whatever machine is open. That's how I do it. I walk around like a lost toddler for 3.5 minutes and then I go, I guess I'm gonna do neck today. Just gonna do all neck. I'm just gonna bang out a few on the scoliosis machine over here. Just that's all I do. I do three sets of neck, both sides, and then I go home. And it costs $750. So if you could please let me out, just please. He said, if you don't want to come in and cancel in person, there's a second way to cancel my gym membership. This is what he said. You can write a letter. Write a letter. I was furious. You know why? Because I didn't sign this contract during the Civil War.
Gun Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
It's Friday. You know what that means. It's movie talk. And we have Brett Hoffman with us right now from Marcus Theaters. And good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Don.
All right, let's talk about what happened last week at the theaters. Lilo and Stitch just blew everything away. I didn't predict it. You predicted it. I would have thought the Tom Cruise movie would have been number one, but you knew better.
That's right. It was a record box office Memorial Day weekend with two big movies really taking it home for us. Lilo and Stitch, as you mentioned, was the number one Memorial Day weekend movie of all time. It brought in $182.6 million. And let me tell you, any other Memorial Day weekend, Mission Impossible may have been number one. It made $79 million over the four-day weekend as well. Both were spectacular movies, both going strong. And I'll tell you, Hollywood has really opened up this summer big, and there is so much more to come. There's a new Jurassic World movie, a new Fantastic Four movie. There is a ton of content coming out that I think everyone's going to enjoy later on this summer.
I doubt you at my own peril. Okay, so you know more about this than I do. When they release movies, and they release these big movies, do they know what they're releasing them against? I mean, if you have a big movie like Jurassic World, you want to make sure the competition is non-existent. Do they know what's coming out, the other movie companies?
Certainly. Everyone looks at that, and they're always some jostling around, and you'll find that. You'll see, like, 1 or 2 years out, you'll see a couple big movies occupying the same date. Usually, over time, they'll move around so that they don't compete against one another, or at least you won't have two big comedies being released on the same weekend. Of course, sometimes that changes. What are the exceptions? During some holidays, for instance, everyone wants to have a holiday picture. So you might find two like movies on during the holidays, but most of the time, people know. It's hard to get people to come multiple times in the same week to see a movie. So usually they try to move it around to make sure they can even get their share of the target audience.
So the people at Jurassic World say, we can't have three dinosaur movies opening up the same weekend. Something like that?
Yeah, sometimes it does happen, though. It's interesting how they make those calls. But there's a lot of science that goes into it. And, of course, you'll see a lot of independents going for counter-programming. For instance, if you have a big action movie or a big horror movie being released, well, then an independent comedy might say, hey, we might be able to come in here with some counter-programming. So you'll see a lot of that going on as well.
All right, got a couple of new releases and one of these big movies we're talking about opening up this weekend as well. And for people maybe in their 40s or so, this is going to bring back some memories for you. Let's go over the list.
That's right. Karate Kid Legends is out this weekend. It is a PG-13 movie, of course. It stars Ralph Macchio, and it also stars Jackie Chan. A young kung fu prodigy relocates to New York City, and there he attracts some unwanted attention from a local karate champion. So Jackie Chan is going to train him to enter the ultimate karate competition in New York. He is Mr. Han, and he decides that he must seek out the one and only Daniel LaRusso, played by Ralph Macchio, to help train this prodigy. This should be a very fun film. It's PG-13. And, of course, everyone has loved the Karate Kid series Cobra Kai that has been on Netflix. Now we get a Karate Kid on the big screen movie again.
You know, is this a tournament for seniors? Because Ralph Macchio, we discussed before we went on the air, is kind of up there in age. He doesn't look it. You'd never guess his age by looking at him. But why don't you tell everybody how old he is?
Well, yeah, that was going to be a trivia contest, yeah. But you told me you looked it up.
I know.
Ralph Macchio, looking at this guy, you'd swear he's in his 40s. You look at this guy, he has such a baby face, and, you know, he looks so great on camera. Ralph Macchio is 63 years old. So I'll challenge anyone, go watch this movie and tell yourself that Ralph is 63, because I don't see it, but that's the truth.
Yeah, we went to the same college, not together. but he went to Hofstra University where I went. But that means nothing. Okay, next up, what's the next movie?
Next movie is Bring Her Back. This is a rated R horror movie. It is from A24, and it is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. We ran this as our mystery movie two Mondays ago, where you can come in, see a movie at a discounted price, and it's just a surprise. All the horror fans loved this one. Bring Her Back. It's rated R. A brother and sister uncover a terrifying ritual that's scheduled at their secluded home that their new foster mother is putting on. And if you're a horror movie fan, you will enjoy this one.
All right. And the third movie is?
It's Friendship. And this is a rated R dark comedy. It is also certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. It stars Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd. Basically, a suburban dad falls hard for his charismatic new neighbor, and he desperately wants to be friends with him. Things get awkward as he strives to make a new friend and create this bromance. So dark comedy, it's about that. It's about trying to make friends when you're a little bit older. So Friendship, rated R, that's also gotten great reviews.
Now, what does it mean, certified fresh? For people that don't know, Rotten Tomatoes is like a collaboration. They kind of put all the critics together and put them in one big blender and come up with a number. What does certified fresh mean?
That's right. Certified fresh means it's achieved a high score, and in this case, it's usually in the high 80s or 90s is certified fresh. So at this point, the critics have a general consensus that Friendship and Bring Her Back are certified fresh. It's also got an audience score there. Rotten Tomatoes is a great site. Don't always believe everything the critics are saying. It's also got an audience score. And you'll find a lot of times that the audience and the critics sometimes don't exactly match up, especially in some of these more popular movies.
Yeah. All right, you have some fun facts about the Karate Kid series, huh?
Oh, that's right. Great. You know, Jackie Chan stars in this one. He does all his stunts. He's been in so many movies. He actually holds 2 Guinness Book of World Records. So they were awarded to him in 2012. He has the credits in one movie for the most. He has the most credits in one movie for most stunts by a live actor. And he actually, for the movie Chinese Zodiac, he carried out 15 of the major creating movie making roles of the film, including director, producer, actor, film choreographer, and composer. So Jackie Chan is a man of many talents, and in fact, he is a legend. He was a legend in Asia before we even saw him in the United States. But he's great in this movie as well.
How old do you think he is? I know, I just looked it up.
You know, is Jackie Chan 70 now?
71.
Ah, okay.
He's another guy who looks great. He does. He doesn't look 71 years old. And you say he's still doing his own stunts, huh?
Still doing his own stunts, still doing martial arts work. So, and in fact, when you go see Karate Kid Legends, he does some things that are phenomenal. And I hope I'm moving that way when I'm 70. Let's just say that much.
Let's take a trip back to 1984. This is when the original Karate Kid movie came out. And what a surprise it was. I don't know if they were expecting it to take off like it did, but let's talk about that. 1984.
Well, I don't think so, because as you mentioned, you asked me earlier in the program, like, do movie studios take a look at what they're up against? When Karate Kid was released, it was the fourth highest movie of 1984, but particularly in June, it went against a bunch of other comedies, including the number one and number three highest grossing movies of 1984. So in June of 1984, you had 3 of the top 5 highest grossing movies, and those 3 were all comedies because it went against earlier Ghostbusters and Gremlins. They were both released on the same week a little bit earlier, on June 8th of 1984. You had the movie Top Secret on June 22nd. Bachelor Party was released on June 29th, and Cannibal Run 2 was released on June 29th. Sandwiched in between that all was The Karate Kid, released on June 22nd. So when you really look at June 1984, think about the fact that you had Karate Kid, Ghostbusters, and Gremlins all released in that same month. It was one heck of a time to go see movies.
And a very young Tom Hanks, I think, was in Bachelor Party, right? I think that's where he got
right.
his start.
That's exactly right, yep.
He looked like a kid in that film. Well, he was a kid in that film. All right, so let's get in the time machine. We just talked about 1984. Why don't we see what life was like in 1984? Go ahead.
Well, minimum wage was $3.35, and the average new home was only $79,000. Many people remember Apple Computer released its Macintosh personal computer in 1984. Sony and Philips on the technology side first introduced the first commercial CD player. Clara Peller first asked, "Where's the beef?" in a Wendy's television commercial. And that year, TV show debuts included The Cosby Show, Miami Vice, Punky Brewster, and Murder, She Wrote. So that's the time machine. Looking back, June 1984 seemed like the fun place to be.
By the way, if you watch Seinfeld and he's in his apartment, you can see his little Macintosh computer in the corner. I mean, it looks so archaic today to see that sitting there. But that's what people used back then. And before that, there were no home computers. That little Macintosh with the green writing on the screen. That's about all you can do. You couldn't really do much with it. But hold on. We're going to take a look at some of the biggest blockbusters of all time that opened up May, June, and July. I have a list. Maybe you can add to it. We're talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. It's 746 at WRJN. Partly sunny today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 73. Showers and thunderstorms possible tonight, lows 50. Sunny tomorrow, sunny Sunday, beautiful both days. No clouds in the sky. High 60 Saturday, 62 on Sunday. Sunny and 53 degrees right now here at Radio Park.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles, the ultimate destination for collectors and pop culture fans alike. Packed with action figures, comics, pro wrestling merch, and sports memorabilia. Looking for a fun special gift for your graduate? They have you covered. Every shelf tells a story. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 13th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters on board, and we're talking about the summer movies that came out. These, actually, Jaws was the first big one. Steven Spielberg said the summer's going to be filled with nothing but blockbusters, and he was right. But before Jaws, they didn't have summer blockbusters, did they?
No, they did not. It was an outlier. June 20th, 1975, Jaws came out. It was the first summer blockbuster, and they just decided to do things that no one else had done. They released it in a ton of movie houses at the same time because a lot of movies would platform out and go from city to city and expand. And they decided to do things like put a huge budget into television advertising to get people out to the movies. And you know what? it worked, and the summer movie going season hasn't been the same ever since.
It's hard to believe that before 75, what was it, summer just a dumping ground for movies because people were on vacation?
Exactly. It was the opposite of it was now. They just thought people are out, they're going on family vacations, they won't have time to see movies. And boy, were they wrong, because right now, summer and the holidays are the two biggest periods for movie going.
Okay, these movies were all released in the months of May, June, and July. Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Back to the Future, Alien, Aliens, Batman, Ghostbusters, E.T., Grease, Jurassic Park, Terminator 2, Die Hard, Top Gun, and there were some others you mentioned, like Gremlins you mentioned, right?
Yeah, Gremlins wasn't the number one movie, but it was in the top five of 1994.
Yeah. So all these movies released as summer blockbusters, and it's where would they have put these movies if it wasn't in the summer? We'd dump them in. I remember Christmas time wasn't a big movie season either at one time when I was a kid. That was also a dumping ground because nobody's going to the movies. It's a holiday. Where did they put the big blockbusters?
Well, that's a good question. I know still holiday period has always been strong right around the Christmas season or right around the Thanksgiving season. But it's exactly the opposite to what it is now, because I'll tell you, usually fall and early spring are light for pictures right now. So it's completely transformed everything. I think that was the light bulb moment. And credit to those who do things a little bit differently, because look what you get.
By the way, you said that was a good question. I only ask good questions, by the way, just so you know. If it's a bad question, if it's a bad one, I won't ask it. Okay.
I mean, you mentioned a few of these, but I'm looking at these other ones. I mean, you look at, 1988 was Who Framed Roger Rabbit was the biggest movie. 1989, Batman. 1990, Ghost. 1991, Terminator 2, Judgment Day. 1992, Batman Returns. That was Michael Keaton's second time out. You mentioned Jurassic Park. We had The Lion King in 1994. All of these movies came out during the summer, and I bet you all those I rattled off, at least for those of us that are a little bit older, we can remember when you saw those movies.
Yeah.
They're so iconic.
All right, Tom Cruise has his new movie out now, Mission Impossible Final Reckoning, I think is the name of it. I have a list here of the best and worst movies they ranked for Tom Cruise. Go over the list here. Risky, this is the top 10 for his best movies. Start at number 10, work our way up. Risky Business, Mission Impossible, Interview with a Vampire, Edge of Tomorrow. I vaguely remember that movie. Rain Man, what a classic, huh? Jerry Maguire, another great movie. A Few Good Men. I think that's his best movie. I've never seen such acting before. When he's got Jack Nicholson on the witness stand, and you could see he's debating whether to ask the question or not, and you can see his eyes are tearing up. His face is scary. He's shaking. He looks at his co-workers sitting at the desk, his other lawyers. They're shaking their head no, and he's got to make a decision. Do I go after him or don't I go after him? And, of course, if you've seen the movie, he goes after him big time, and including the famous line, sit down, I'm not through with you. Remember that? I didn't dismiss you, yeah. Few Good Men. Magnolia, The Color of Money, which was the sequel to the Paul Newman hit, The Hustler. And his best movie, they say, and it was great, Born on the 4th of July. That was a good movie. Remember that movie? About Ron?
Of course. Yeah, Stone directed it.
Here's a little tidbit you don't know. He played Ron Kovic from Massapequa, where I grew up. And Ron Kovic lived on Park Lane around that area. That was one block over from where I lived, Ron Kovic. I never met the guy, but that's the character he plays. The movie opens up. It says Massapequa, 1957. And that's the town I grew up in, went to high school with, grammar school, everything. But, Ron Kovic was a Massapequa guy. Yeah, what were you going to say?
Yeah, well, I was kind of surprised. There's two movies. One, my guilty pleasure Tom Cruise movie is Days of Thunder. I do love that movie.
Oh, yeah, it's a stock car movie, yeah.
Yeah, and there's another movie from 2008 that maybe a lot of people didn't see, but Tom Cruise stars in Valkyrie. And this was a great movie directed by Bryan Singer. He played a German officer. He was Colonel Klaus von Stauffenberg, and he was one of the architects that actually tried on Project Valkyrie to have Hitler assassinated.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
It was a great movie. So that's just another one, another gem that a lot of people didn't go see. But Tom Cruise is great, and it's the movie is Valkyrie. It's in 2008.
All right, here's the top 10 for his worst performances, or the movies were bad. I don't know if he was bad in them, but the movies were bad. Here we go. Starting at number 10, making our way to the worst one, Far and Away. The big Ron Howard movie. Lions for Lambs. He made that with Robert Redford. Oblivion at number 8. I don't remember that movie, do you?
No, not at all.
Jack Reacher, which became a series. Mission Impossible 2 at number 6. Losing It at number 5 from 1983. Do you remember that movie? It must have been a...
No, but remember, that was very early. I mean, that's really before, I mean, Risky Business and All the Right Moves were in 1983, so that's just before he peaked.
All right, number 4 was The Mummy. Then we had Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, and number 2, Endless Love from 1981. He was in that movie. I remember that film. And they say his worst performance or the worst movie was Rock of Ages, the musical. I don't think I've seen that. Do you remember that?
It's a fun Broadway 80s-esque a musical. I think it just played better on Broadway than it did on screen. So that would be how I'd rate that movie.
Okay, I'm going to give you some quotes from movies. Now, these are real easy. You should be able to get these. All right? And you got to tell me the movie. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Gone with the Wind.
And right? they got fined for using that in the movie. They were told don't let it in the film, and they did. And they got fined $5,000 for saying damn in that movie. Hard to believe, huh? I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Oh, Godfather?
Yeah, obviously, yeah. You don't understand. I could add class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am.
It's Marlon Brando, but what movie was
on
that
on the waterfront, yeah. I could have been a contender. Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Here's looking at you, kid.
Casablanca, right?
Yeah. Humphrey Bogart says that to, what's her name? Ingrid Bergman. And by the way, he didn't say, play it again, Sam. He said, you played it for her, play it for me, play it, Sam. Play it again, Sam, came from Woody Allen from his Broadway play about it. But everybody thinks that was the quote. See if I got something else in here real quick for you. All right, now, we got a list of teenage movies, the best high school movies. These are good, too. Number 10 was Election. I loved it with Reese Witherspoon and Matthew Broderick. One of my favorites. 9 was 10 Things I Hate About You. Fast Times and Ridgemont High, a classic. Dazed and Confused, The Breakfast Club. That's only at number 6 on the list? Whoa. Lady Bird, number 5. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I've never seen that movie. Have you, Ferris Bueller?
Oh, of course. What a classic, Johnny.
I've never seen it. Yes. Mean Girls with Lindsay Lohan. Superbad. I went to go see that with my wife. 3 minutes into the film, she says, I'm leaving. I'll pick you up with the other kids after the movie's over. She wouldn't stay to see it. And number 1 was Clueless. That was a good movie, too. A lot of good movies there. But Election, I love that movie. It was about a guy who rigged an election against one of the kids running for class.
Starring Matthew Broderick, who was also in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So there you go.
Yeah. Got a little bit of... movie news here. There have been serious conversations about doing a movie featuring Tom Cruise hilariously in Tropic Thunder. Remember the character Les Grossman? Now they want to do a movie about Les Grossman. I don't know.
Oh, gosh. He got in a fat suit for that one. We'll see. He was really pudgy in that one.
He wore a bald wig, too.
Yeah.
He was good, though, as Les Grossman. I mean, that was a nice role for him to pick because it's totally against everything he is. All right, quickly, the movies opening up today, the 3 movies opening up on the big screen are?
We've got 3 movies. They are Karate Kid Legends starring Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan. We have Bring Her Back, a horror movie from A24, and we have the movie Friendship. So great movies there. Friendship is a dark comedy, but things are great at the movies, and remember, you still got Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, which combined for the best Memorial Day weekend ever last weekend. So there's plenty to see at the movies. We'll see you out there.
You know, it's funny. Nobody picked up on my catchphrase, Cruisin' Stitch, like they did with Barbenheimer. Nobody picked up on Cruisin' Stitch. I thought that was good. And I haven't heard anybody talking about it. I even told a friend of mine who's in the movie world, and she said, yeah, that's good. Not good as great, Cruisin' Stitch. It's like Barbenheimer, the person that came up with that. That was a catchphrase all summer long. So.
That's right, lightning in a bottle. Yeah. Hard to replicate.
All right, we'll talk again next Friday, my friend.
We'll see you, Don. Thank you.
All right, Brett Hoppen from Marcus Theaters. It's 8 o'clock on the nose. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, we're sinking ocean.
This
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacey Lynn. This is Elon Musk's last day with Doge, and this afternoon he'll join President Trump for a joint news conference.
The billionaire Trump advisor, financial supporter, and entrepreneur seems to have some mixed feelings about his time as a special government employee.
I don't want to, you know, speak up against the administration, but I don't want to, also don't want to take responsibility for everything the administration is doing.
Musk spoke during an interview on CBS Sunday Morning to be aired this weekend.
I mean, I agree with much of what the administration does, but we have differences of opinion.
Musk is returning to his primary focus, Tesla, SpaceX, and his other companies. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The Department of Homeland Security is putting hundreds of sanctuary jurisdictions on notice.
DHS will send the jurisdictions formal notifications telling them they may not be in compliance with immigration laws and therefore are in violation of federal criminal statutes. The targeted communities generally don't cooperate with immigration.